Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. A new Star Trek movie is out. Today, we talk about the influence of the popular television and movie series. We also play music from the latest album by Vampire Weekend. And we go to California to learn what's happening to the dirty Los Angeles River.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Another movie based on the television show Star Trek recently opened in theaters. Star Trek Into Darkness has led to new discussion about the show's influence on science, technology, and society. Christopher Cruz has more.
Star Trek's spaceship is well known to people who have watched the TV series. And those who did not can still see the first model of the Enterprise. It can be seen at the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum in Washington. The imaginary spacecraft led to the name of the American Space Agency's first space shuttle, says museum official Margaret Whitecamp.
Well, the very first space shuttle was actually named Enterprise as a result of a write-in campaign orchestrated by Star Trek fans in the 1970s.
That is just one sign of Star Trek's influence. Ms. Whitecamp recently spoke about the subject in a group discussion at the museum. She notes that the series was first broadcast in the late 1960s, when women and minorities were pressing for equal rights.
Star Trek has been a really important vision, not only of what future spaceflight could look like, but also a reflection of what the hopes were, especially in the 1960s, for what human society could look like. So very importantly, in 1966, it's a mixed-sex, racially integrated, multinational space crew that even includes an alien.
The first Star Trek series also showed technologies that have become reality, says Pace University professor Nancy Reagan. She served as editor of the book Star Trek and History.
You see the first depiction of a plasma screen TV. You see the first depiction of what I would call a cell phone. I mean, the communicators, they sort of flip open, you know, just like the first cell phone I ever had. You see the first example of Bluetooth technology, where Uhura is wearing the little Bluetooth in her ear. You see the first use of tablets, you know, where they're using multi-touch pads.
Star Trek still excites engineers, says Mike Gold of Bigelow Aerospace. The company is developing next-generation spacecraft.
I'd like to think that our entire program is, again, very much in keeping with the spirit of Star Trek, which is to push the boundaries for human exploration.
He says the Bigelow Expander Activity Module will be tested on the International Space Station in 2015. The module, called BEAM for short, is yet another example of Star Trek's influence. The show made famous the words, "Scotty, beam me up." This was the command given to the engineer who controlled teleportation of crew members. The new film appeals to Star Trek fans old and new. Fans and astronauts and the stars and writers of Star Trek Into Darkness discuss the appeal of the series on a Google Hangout. Astronaut Chell Lindgren said Star Trek fuels the imagination.
That's one of the real fun things about these movies and science fiction in general, is just that opportunity to imagine what the future could be like and what technology is going to be like.
Star Trek has been a part of popular culture for almost 50 years. And with yet another movie being planned, the series will continue to inspire people to think about space, the final frontier.
Many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way over.
The Los Angeles River is a man-made water passage. It collects dirty water from storm drains. Sadly, it has become a place where much of the city's waste collects. But, as Catherine Cole reports, the river is being cleaned up thanks to volunteers. Thousands of volunteers appeared on a recent weekend to remove the waste from the Los Angeles River. The amount of trash has been growing as a result of winter rainstorms. Engineers added a concrete lining to the bottom of the waterway in the 1930s after years of periodic flooding. Volunteer Carol Henning says it now looks like a river again, at least in some places.
Well, it's beginning to look a little better. I mean, my memory of the river is people having drag races in the L.A. River, you know, on the cement bottom.
Part of the L.A. River was used for filming a car race in the 1978 movie Grease. Today, parts of the river have been turned into a recreation area. There are plants growing along the water, and some of the birds, fish, and other wildlife have returned. Los Angeles poet Lewis McAdams launched the group Friends of the L.A. River in 1986. He says the waterway is no longer considered the city's ugly backyard.
Now it is increasingly the front yard of the city. People don't ignore it. More and more people come down to the... This is the 24th annual L.A. River cleanup. We figure at this point we've cleaned up, taken out about 1 million pounds of trash out of the L.A. River.
Some objects found in the cleanup surprised the volunteer cleanup crew. John Dubler is a volunteer from the Disney Company.
You find snack bags and clothing. It's amazing some of the things you see, little CDs.
There are food store carts, building materials, and floor coverings. Volunteer Jack Lebeck says there is one very common object.
Tons and tons of plastic bags. I think that's the number one, and they're buried underneath here.
It is a yearly effort that is paying off, with a river that is, once again, starting to look like a river. Modern Vampires of the City is the latest album from New York City-based band Vampire Weekend. This week, it entered Billboard Magazine's Top 200 Albums chart at number one. The group's last album, Contra, was a Billboard number one in 2010. But the similarity ends there.
I took your counsel and came to ruin. Leave me to myself. Leave me to myself. I took your counsel and came to ruin. Leave me to myself. Leave me to myself. Oh, I was made to live without you, but I'm never gonna understand. Never understand.
Vampire Weekend has reformed its sound. Modern Vampires of the City seems a more simple production than Contra, and the song lyrics feel more serious. Much of the music has religious themes or subjects. Yahweh is a good example. It sounds a lot like Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God, and band member Ezra Koenig sings about Zion, Babylon, and a saint or holy person in the first verse.
Oh, sweet thing, Zion doesn't love you. Babylon don't love you. But you love you. So I can
This is the third album for Vampire Weekend. Its first, called Vampire Weekend, came out in 2008. The four members of the band met while they were attending Columbia University in New York City. The four still live in the New York area.
Got a little soul, the world is cold, cold place to be. Want a little warmth, but who's gonna save a little warmth for me? We know the fire rates, some believers, all of the sinners the same. Girl, you and I would die, unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train. If I'm born again,
Vampire Weekend usually produces its own albums, but on Modern Vampires of the City, band members tried something new. They asked for help from producer Ariel Rexshade. He is known for his work with Usher, Kylie Minogue, and Plain White Tees. The band also worked with actor Steve Buscemi, who directed a live webcast of its performance last month at the Roseland Ballroom in New York. Vampire Weekend performed on the American television show Saturday Night Live earlier this month. We leave you with one of the songs they played. Here is Diane Young.
You talk to side like a fire leaves. I've got to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Suzanne Presto and Michael Sullivan provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question on a future show. Join us again next week for Music and More on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Baby, right on.